The Rio del City Council debated the future of the Commercial Medical Cannabis Land Use Ordinance at their August 16th regular meeting. The meeting began with the swearing-in of two planning commissioners appointed at the last council meeting. Mike Strahan and former Rio del Building Inspector Arnie Kemp were sworn in as regular commission members. Appointed alternate Sandy Blakely did not attend the meeting. The council then received a presentation by Allison Lekowitz of Bartle Wells Associates, who had conducted the sewer rate study in 2014. The rate charges implemented at that time instituted a base rate that is charged for every possible sewer hookup, whether or not it is currently being used. That has resulted in a sharp increase for properties such as RV parks, which are being charged the same amount as a home for each space, whether or not it is actually occupied. RV parks and mobile home parks with at least 20% of spaces designated for RVs are currently being assessed as a residential property rather than commercial. Lekowitz reviewed the sewer rate formula that was created in 2014, as well as rates being charged by surrounding communities, many of whom provide reduced billing rates for RV parks. An option presented to the council was to reclassify the RV parks as commercial properties, which would change their billing to reflect actual usage. This change would decrease revenue to the city by an estimated $28,000, considering that sewer revenues have exceeded the estimate since the new rate structure was implemented. Reclassification would leave a deficit of approximately $16,000. The council voted to reclassify RV parks as commercial properties for their utilities. Next, the council debated the future of the Commercial Cannabis Land Use Ordinance that has been the subject of meetings for over 7 months now. The council had voted in July against the ordinance that had been approved unanimously by the Planning Commission, as well as voting against putting a commercial cannabis tax measure on the ballot. There will be a non-binding advisory ballot measure put to the voters on November 8th to gauge public opinion over whether or not to permit some type of commercial cannabis activity restricted solely to the Eel River Sawmill annexation site across the river from Rio Del. During the debate, property owner Michael Martino addressed the council on his vision for the Eel River Sawmill annexation area.
What I would like to do with the 15 acres I own there, that I own over there, is develop a marijuana industrial complex. And what I have looked at, I'm working with Lakeville Associates to develop a site plan for that place, for that particular piece of property, and show you that basically we could at least have 20 to 30 businesses located within that facility. Each one of those businesses would be paying you yearly for a permit for those businesses. And it's not uncommon to charge anywhere between $1,000 and $5,000 for a permit. So at the high end, when you're looking at just on this one 15 acres, which isn't even the whole thing, $100,000 a year, you know. On top of that, as those pieces of property become more and more valuable, your property tax will certainly go up, and your property tax revenue will certainly go up.
Mayor Frank Wilson and Councilmember Tim Marks voted in the minority to table any work on the ordinance until after the November election. Councilmembers Gordon Johnson, Deborah Garnes, and Jack Thompson voted to direct staff to continue working on a revised ordinance incorporating some recommendations offered by Thompson. Thompson's proposal includes a $50,000 10-year bond requirement for developers to indemnify the city, and a required $25,000 construction deposit, which would be returned to the developer after 5 years. Developers would be required to sign a 10-year covenant with the city, requiring their profits be reinvested into the city, and in return, the city would issue a 10-year moratorium on approving any additional zones for growing cannabis. It is unknown exactly how these recommendations will be reflected in the revised ordinance that will be going back to the Planning Commission at their August 23rd meeting. Video of the meeting, as well as the full council packet of documentation, is available at theriodeltimes.com. The next regular meeting of the Rio Del City Council will be September 6th at 6:30 p.m. in City Hall. This has been Sharon Wolf reporting for KMUD Radio.